The Gemara on the top of Daf Mem Vav Mem Dalet is trying to bring a raya to the din that ain't Magbiya Nikna B'Chalipin. So the Gemara brings down this mission. The mission says, "I'm the beginning of the Yod Amayis. I'm the Chaver of Paris. I'll learn Sim L'Chav B'Matana B'Chayzer. I'm Arayim Mucholal on Mal Sheishe B'Beisi B'Abayis." So the Gemara is Medayik. Time of the Yod Amayis. So in Yesh Yod Amayis, if he has money, look to the Yidach B'Meshicha. We makne it to him B'Meshicha. Parik. The Hachi Yodif. The Avli Nachi. That's even a better way of doing it because his mamash is a stranger. So, in fact, so if you hold him as nikkun b'chalipin, why don't you could just be maknet with a sudder and you could be paid it that way? Elamai, it's a rai, the matbeah is not nikkun b'chalipin. And the Gemara's man, the Gemara says, the leis leis, we're talking about somebody who does not have a sudder. And the Tosafos over here asks Akashi, he says, why does Gemara have to say a daichik, we're talking about where he doesn't have a sudder? Why can't you say the Lailam he has a Suda? But there's no Eidim. There's no Eidim over here. They can't make a Kim Suda without Eidim. So why do you have to come on to the not having a Suda? Just say there is a Suda, but there's no Eidim. And he wants to make a Raya from here that you see from here, Chiddush, that a Kinyan Suda works without Eidim. There is no Din that you need Eidim for a Kinyan Suda. And then he goes on to bring other Rayas that you don't need Eidim for a Kinyan Suda. And the question is, what's the whole Din over here? What's the Havamina? Why should a Kinyan Suda need Eidim? Why is it different than any other Kinyan? But there a regular Kinyan doesn't need Eidim. You do a Kinyan, it works. So what would be the Hamina that Kinyan Siddur is different and Kinyan Siddur would need Edom? And then it says, the Ari Shanim hold that Kinyan Siddur needs Edom. The Rabbit holds Kinyan Siddur needs Edom. So you see there is such a Shita. And Tzarechin, what's the Havamina of Taisa Rosh? And what's Pshat Lefi Hamas, Lefi the Rabbit, and other Rishanim hold that Kinyan Siddur need Edom? Why should it be different than any other Kinyan which does not need Edom? And Rabbi Zalman says, a very saddest thing it has been, that this Shita, the Rishanim hold that Kinyan Siddur needs Edom. It's not the Pshat that you be'etzim need Edom for Kinyan Siddur like Edos Akiyume, but the Pshat is that normally, we're not sure if you're not sure if the person is doing this ma'aser kinyan manas lahaknais, so you need Edom to show the gemara's das. That would be the reason why I need Edom. So by regular kinyan, meshicha, agbal, those types of kinyanim, you don't need Edom to show the gemara's das because he's actually doing a ma'aser in the chayfetz. He's picking up the chayfetz. He's being ma'ishichet. But derech la'ah, regular kinyanim are chal in the chayfetz itself, even by kinyan kasef, where it's not mamish in the chayfetz. But if you're giving him money, obviously you're giving him money for the chayfetz, or else why would we be giving him money? He can't keep the money without giving the chayfetz. Mashenkin Kinyan Suda. Kinyan Suda is a unique Kinyan. It's not in the Chayfetz itself, and you're not giving Dhamma for the Chayfetz. You're just picking up a random different Chayfetz. So over here, it's B'chal Na'at Mukhach, you're doing something L'shem Kinyan. So for that reason, you need Edom. If you bring Edom and you do the skin with an Edom, that's a Raya that you're having Das to be Kainan. But if not for Edom, then there wouldn't be any Raya that you're being Machnetim, and that would be the beer and the having of the Taisa Rasha. You wouldn't need Edom, and why the Arishanim would talk about the Fihamis, that you need Edom for Kinyan Suda, being that Kinyan Suda is be a Saida, a whole different type of Kinyan than a regular Kinyan, because it's not Nikna, it's not Nasa in the Gufa Chayfetz.